Friends Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on Anzi-Ticoast Salish Territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two amazing interviews. It's going to be a pre-recorded show, folks. The first one is Carolyn Victoria Mill, and she is a writer, director, performer of The Pigeon and the Dove, a history of hatred and love. That's right. And this is starting tomorrow, Friday, September 6th to the 15th at Granville Island, the Vancouver Fringe Festival. Yo, you can check out all the info at vancouverfringe.com, and she's going to tell you more about it during her interview. All right. We'll also have a segment from John in the House. He'll tell you what's happening around town with What Is On with John in the House. All right. Then we'll end with Dennis Joseph. He is part of a band called Bitterly Divine, and we love to support Indigenous artists, and we'll be supporting Indigenous artists all month long because September 30th is Orange Shirt Day, and we want to make sure you're going to be ready. All right, let's start this jam-packed show with Carolyn. I went to her residence. Check it out. Hello, Carol, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hey Linda, my name is Carolyn Victoria Mill. I sometimes go by CVM. And yeah, welcome to my nest.
It is definitely a beautiful nest. You are a singer. Do you also create your own songs as well?
Oh, without a doubt. In fact, songwriting is my favorite part of making music. But I sing mostly because my husband is really, really good at harmonizing, and you look stupid if you do that by yourself. So.
All right, so tell me about your inspirations. Back in the day, when did you start singing? How old were you?
Oh, my goodness, I was a late bloomer. I grew up in Nova Scotia, and I guess I always thought when I was a kid that music was something that guys did and gals watched. And it wasn't until many years later when I met Reed Jameson, my husband, that I got into making music. I'd worked on the business side for a long time, and when we got together, I was managing him, and he just he was making songs. We were making a record, and I was like, "Are those lyrics finished?" And he's like, "I thought they were." And then he invited me to help him with those, and then we started writing more. And the Vinyl Cafe, which is an old radio show, they had a train show they were going to take Reed on, and he didn't have a train song, and so I wrote one with him. It was our first real co-write, and we won the John Lennon songwriting contest for it.
So amazing!
Congratulations. So I just kind of got carried away with that because it seemed like a good thing to do. But I didn't make my first record with me singing on it until I was 45.
Really? Yeah. Oh wow!
So I'm a bit of a late bloomer, but I like telling people that because you're not done cooking yet.
That's right. Okay, so and then you created this theater called The Pigeon and the Dove. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, you know, we've been making music for a long time, and it was kind of almost like a present to myself for my 50th that I just wanted to do something with purpose. And I've always loved pigeons. And it's called The Pigeon and the Dove, A History of Hatred and Love, because I feel like people have always been a bit harder on pigeons than they are on doves, and they're the same damn bird, much like the housed and the homeless. So I started thinking about that, and I'd written a one-woman show. Did a workshop with a guy called TJ Dyes, but King of the Fringe, and it was about pigeons and their glorious ways. And then Reed and I started thinking about music to go with it, and so we started writing songs. And then next thing you know, it turned into a musical theater piece, or what we like to call an evolving lo-fi folk opera.
Any songs we could play on the radio?
Well, it's actually, this is kind of an exciting project in that of the 12 songs in it, 10 of them we've never recorded. They're all new. And we wrote them together, so I wrote all the lyrics and he wrote the music. And two of them, though, were from older records, but they were inspired by the housing crisis. And so that would be Don't Forget, which was on Staring Contest, and which Reed wrote on his own a long time ago. And then... It's not enough.
It's enough to stay alive. It's enough to just get by. It's enough to close your eyes. Hide away the pain inside. It's enough to save your pride. Cover up your shame and not enough to bring them back. It's not enough to hide your tracks. It's not enough to change a map when little babies live in shacks. It's not enough to paint them black. It's not enough for healing. It's not enough to give it back when what you've done is stealing. It's enough to stay alive. It's enough to just get by. It's enough to close your eyes, hide away the pain inside. It's enough to save your pride, cover up your shame and lies. It's not enough to bring them back. It's not enough to hide your tracks. It's not enough to change a map when little babies live in shacks. It's not enough to paint them black. It's not enough for healing. It's not enough to give it back when what you've done is stealing. I call on every one of you. You're my sister, brother, too. We're all under the same moon. There's still something we can do. Make a circle across this land. Come together holding hands. I must practice mercy too. So I'm asking more of you. It's not enough. It's not enough for healing.
You know, when we moved west, we just had no idea. And when we heard about the missing and murdered Indigenous women, we were like, I still have a hard time talking about it. Mm-hmm. But that really struck us that human beings could be so devalued. And they're gone, but they're not forgotten, and we wanted to sing for them and to make sure that their situation was fully acknowledged. So that's a really important song for us, and we have a lyric video for that that a guy named Ethan, who's no longer with us, made for us. And but yeah, so we're re-recording that for the album as well as Don't Forget. But the other songs on the record, on the soon-to-be record, are pretty exciting, and they're all based on the many roads you can take to end up on the street. So we even wrote a song for Dr. Gabor Mate, who's taught us a lot about addiction and trauma and how to love ourselves better. So that one, I think, will probably be the single. But all things in time. Got to raise some money first. We got to GoFundMe. We got to GoFundMe just set up. And because, you know, some folks, I'm hoping after seeing the show, will want to see it go to a wider audience. And we'd like to make a record. We'd like to take it on tour. And we'd like to make a podcast for the people Yay! That can't come and see the show, right?
What's the name of your podcast?
Oh, it'll be called The Pigeon and the Dove, A History of Hatred and Love. All the songs are inspired by the many roads one can take to end up on the street.
And I love your posters.
Oh, good. You saw them? Gosh, it's hard to promote a show these days, putting up posters.
Have you seen this pigeon? All right, and then at the show, are you going to be selling these amazing socks?
No, I kind of wish I was, and you know, who knows, maybe I should.
Who created these costumes?
Well, this is just, this is Patty. but these are not my wings for the show. My wings for the show are actually like actual feathers and everything. Sorry to my vegan pals. But my neighbors next door, a couple of fellas down the hall, they one of them works in film, one's a tattoo artist, and when I told them about the show and everything, I said I still had to make my wings for my costume. They were like, wings? We could make wings, because the film industry was on strike at the time, and so they created my wings for me and donated them to me for the show, so I'm really excited about them. But they're in the shop right now getting their feathers firmly glued back on and some boosting. Yeah.
Tell me about Reed. How did you guys get together?
Well, I met him in a bar, as one does, but I was trying to set my girlfriend up. She was single. I wasn't. And so he came up and started chatting to us. And then that didn't work. That didn't work for them. So we just became friends. And over a year, we became better friends. And then he one day he asked me if I would like to sing a song with him at a Valentine's Day benefit. And before I could get the word no out, he said Billy Joel. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I don't, you know, I regretted that quite a while until we did the show, and that's when I found out that it was a Valentine's benefit. It was an anti-Valentine's benefit called Love Stinks, and we were going to be the show closers, like the upbeat show closer, and we did Billy Joel's You May Be Right. And anyways, when we were finished, and I was horrible, I assure you, you know, we just, oh, that was amazing, we're on stage, and we just had a little kiss. Reed always calls it a side kiss. And we haven't been apart since, 22 and a half years.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. All right, and you were in East Van yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Always. Like, I mean, we live in the West End, but that's because, you know, I didn't abandon my friends and family in Toronto to go live in a cool neighborhood. I wanted to live by the forest and the sea.
Oh,
so,
you are in a cool neighborhood right here.
I mean,
here.
We're facing the laneway, you know.
Yeah, you're close to the beach here.
Yeah,
okay, so what kind of restaurants can you recommend in Vancouver?
Oh, in Vancouver, well, my man and I are predominantly plant-based, but we do eat some fish. So, you know, we love Ong Ba on Denman Street here, great Vietnamese, and the Irish Heather. The Irish Heather has got some pretty great fish and chips and proper pints and good vibes. And we play there sometimes, too. Akira Sushi, black rice, so good. That's on Denman. Virtuous Pie. Virtuous Pie, best plant-based pizza, good-looking place, too.
So were you an artist back in the day as well?
No, when I was younger, you know, just was a creative kid, and as time went by, I, you know, was painting a bit, and so I would paint, but I didn't take myself too seriously. You know, growing up on welfare, you don't get classes or anything like that, but I really enjoyed doing it. But it's a funny thing, I feel like art is something that is easier to do when you're down than when you're happy. And so I think I got happy or something and stopped painting as much. And then also, one-bedroom apartment, you know, who can afford more than that? Where do you put all that stuff? I always wanted to oil paint, but who has room for oil paint to dry?
And I noticed you do paint pigeons as
Yeah. Can't be helped, although I haven't really thrown my back into painting pigeons. I think I'm going to get more into that. However, you know, today most things are digital, so I'm more into graphic design these days.
Where can people check out the show and how much is it?
Well, here's the cool thing. Is we took on this project and with no experience in theater at all, and we entered the lottery for the Vancouver Fringe, and we got chosen, and that was the best thing that ever happened to this project, because the Vancouver Fringe is the most supportive organization for new artists taking risks, finding your people. They're amazing. So we'll be part of the Vancouver Fringe this September. We've got 6 shows, September 5, 6, 7, and then 13, 14, 15th. So that's like weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No shows start after 5, so they're it's pretty early, which is great for old folks like me. And tickets are only $15. We chose the lowest ticket price that they had to make it more affordable for people like ourselves. So you can just go to the Fringe. VancouverFringe.com or to ReedJameson.com, and there'll be a link to take you right to there to buy tickets. Please keep in mind, to buy tickets, whatever price they are, you need to purchase a $10 membership. It's for the whole year, just the one time, and it's what supports the festival, because on the ticket price front, all profits go to the artists, which is an amazing thing.
That is.
Virtually unheard of.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, I'm so grateful to them.
Yes, and can people follow you on your socials?
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reed Jameson Music on Instagram, Reed Jameson on everything else. Like I said, late bloomers. I didn't want to shove my name on things, but we're working on that. But yeah, so if you go to ReedJameson.com, you'll find all the things you need.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks, man.
Take my hand for a while. Explain it to me once again. Just for the sake of my broken heart. Look into my eyes, and maybe I will understand how love I'd counted on was never there. You might love me. So you caught me, it seems, off balance with a heart that's full of love and pretty dreams. Should
we have a segment with John in the house after the break.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John and the House's weekly entertainment file called what is on in Vancouver's music scene this week from Thursday, September the 5th through to Thursday, September the 12th. The singing in the background is from a woman's warrior song. I went on a protest march back in 2018 down Granville Street to protest the fish farms on BC coast and how it impacts on our First Nations culture. This month in our show, we're celebrating our First Nations in BC with interviews with many different artists over September. What is on in Facebook events this week? Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., David Bowie's Black Star performed by Space Junk at the Rickshaw Theater. That's on September 5th. Thursday, September the 12th, next week, FKA Rain, Arrow in the Quiver, Damsel, Rebel Priest, Back to School Rock and Roll, Rager at the Rickshaw Theater. This Friday at 7 p.m., Nervosa with Lick King, Cat Riot, Shattered Throne, September 6th at the Rickshaw Theater. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Freakout Circus Extravaganza 4, the Rickshaw Theater, September 7th. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., Conan, Mayors of Thrass, Worse in Vancouver's Cobalt, September 5th. Friday, September 6th at 4:30 p.m., Pink at the Rogers Arena. Saturday, September 7th through to 8th, Downlink and Diesel Boy at Subculture Saturday's Blood, Sweat, and Drum and Bass Tour in the Red Room. Monday, September the 9th at 8 p.m., Future and Metro Boomin' We Trust You Tour at the Rogers Arena. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Maya Kiltron at Number 1 Alexander Street in the Underground. Wednesday, September 11th at 9 p.m., Night Walker at Number 1 Alexander Street. This Friday at 10 p.m., J.P. Morris at Number 1 Alexander Street. This Friday at 8:30 p.m., Dino Groovin at the Morrissey Pub on Granville Street. This Sunday at 9 p.m., Sister Speak at Number 1 Alexander Street. Thursday, September 5th, The Marley Brothers at Deer Lake Park in Burnaby. Monday, September the 9th, 9 p.m., The Brendan Steel Quartet, Number 1 Alexander Street. This Friday at 7 p.m., Magdalene Bay, The Imagina Mystery Tour at the Commodore Ballroom. Thursday, September 12th at 7 p.m., Beat Daps, Battle of the Bands at the Rio Theater down by Commercial Drive. This Saturday at 6 p.m., Siski and Rocky Riobo live at the second floor Gastown. This Friday at 6 p.m., T&H Summer Gathering at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. This Friday at 7:30 p.m., VMO 22nd Season Opening Concert at the Orpheum Theater. Well, that looks about all for the Facebook events. You can check out my events I've listed and others that are listed. Well, let's move on to the Roxy Cabaret down in Vancouver's Entertainment District. What is at the fabulous Roxy this week? Thursday, September the 5th, Drew Story with Danny Black, 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. September the 6th, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., the Copper Crows Blues Band. September 7th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Taylor Swift Dance Party. September 11th, Hazar with Nitroglycerin and Dreams in Dystopia, 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. September the 12th, next Thursday, Guns and FN Roses Tribute, 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret. September 13th, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Last of the 80s with Astros at the Roxy. September 14th, New Outlaw Band at the Roxy, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Go check out those events. I'll see you next week on the Wham Bam East Van Radio Show. This is John the House signing out for another week. If you go out and support your local music, leave your keys at home, take other transportation if you're going to be having a few beers or whatever, but enjoy yourself and support local music in Vancouver. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks, John. Here's Lock Vihantivas with My Own Way, and listener discretion is advised. Okay.
to be telling me how to feed my family. I'ma do it my own way. I don't believe in all these lies they telling me. Bitch, you ain't a friend of me. Me and you, we ain't the same. Growing up in the hood, we always found trouble. We were just trying to take our mind off the struggle. Nowadays, just to survive, we gotta hustle. Just trying to put together missing pieces of the puzzle. Especially raising a kid, single mother. Moved city, so I miss my sister and my brother. Made friends, but some were really snakes undercover. And though it's hard, I wouldn't change my life for another. Tired of putting back the groceries at the store. Tired of window shopping, cause my wallet couldn't afford. Sick of chasing my baby daddy round court. Cause Lord knows we never seen no child support. On my way out, this don't bring me down. Been through the mud, now I'm fixing my crown. Hold my head high, you could say that I'm proud. I ain't ashamed, so I'm saying it loud. Fuck you too if you hate, and your opinion is irrelevant. On God, I'm feeling heaven sent. I won't repent, I'm blessed. Lies they telling me, bitch, you ain't a friend of me. Me and you, we ain't the same. I've been down many times, but I ain't never been stuck. All the stress from my rent and my bills piling up. Homies came through when I was down on my luck. It seemed no matter what, I could never make enough. But all we need in life is a little bit of love. We always keep it moving, we ain't giving a fuck. Keep your head up, especially when times are getting tough. If you ain't conforming, put your middle fingers up. Never been a 9-to-5, ain't working for no man. I stay under the table, I be making my own plans. Dream of catching flights, taking trips with my old man. Making more bands, ain't taking from no hands. Got a story for you that you wouldn't believe. Dropped out of high school, pregnant at 16. Baby daddy made a promise he would never leave. Now he gone smoking heroin, living off street. I don't understand what they expected from me. A bitch need to make dough when my son gotta eat. A young single mother gotta make it ends meet. I only get what I need, I ain't succumbing to the greed.
And we'll be back with an interview with Dennis Joseph after the break.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling, and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Welcome, Dennis, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Glad to be here. Quetzal is my ancestral name. I'm from here, Squamish Nation. You know Vancouver. We call it Kamkamalai. Yeah, I've been here for generations.
Excellent. And yeah, we're here in your studio.
Welcome.
Is it still called Bubba Studio?
Bubba Studio, yeah.
Bubba Studio is awesome. Yeah, okay, tell me about that name.
Bubba is a nickname I got as a young man. When I got into my summer season, I grew very dark. And kids being kids, they could be very mean. So I played a lot of sports, football, lacrosse, soccer, classics. But along the way, a good cousin gave me the nickname Bubba Smith.
Mm.
Bubba, really, because I was very dark. So those guys that were picking on me when we played sports, they got hurt pretty good, fairly. But my cousin, after all that, called me Bubba. So when we formed a team together and I was hitting opponents fairly in the same way, they embrace the name. And I always say respect has